Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 3 of Thoughts of a Random Citizen, which is now part of the Citizen Remote podcast, kind of a co-branding going on there as I'm involved in both of those companies. So it's really exciting to see what is about to happen with Season 3, how we're scaling Citizen Remote, which we'll talk a lot about in this here trailer, in addition to the rest of the season and moving forward. You know, the reason behind Thoughts of a Random Citizen as it started, a bit about who I am, and I'm just going to kind of catch everyone up from what I've been doing, who I am, what the podcast is about, and what you can expect moving forward. So first off, I wanted to dive into what the reason of this podcast was originally created for and everything behind my why, and then we'll dive into a bit about who I am and Citizen Remote as well. So the reason I started this podcast was because I figured out that I was getting a lot of enlightenment from travel, a lot of knowledge just talking to people from different cultures around the world, and I was meeting so many amazing people along the way. And realizing that I'm educating myself so much from literally just traveling. And that's something that inspired me, I guess, to create this podcast, but inspired me to attempt to share that with you and also just document it along the way. If zero people listen to this podcast, I wanted something that I could go back and reference my thoughts and my experiences in years from now. So again, it comes back to I wanted to share my thoughts, my knowledge as I evolve as a person from my mid-20s to my mid-50s. And it's something that I am hoping to be doing in that time. While it might not be consistent, while you might not hear from me every week or every 2 weeks, or I postpone season 3 for a year because I'm working on another startup, that's fine. That's life. But it's something that I wanted to continue to evolve along with myself and hopefully my listeners. So it comes back to, again, sharing that knowledge from the people I met on my travels, enjoying what I was learning and hoping to share that with people. That was the why in which I've created Thoughts of a Random Citizen. That kind of leads me to the name, which was a pseudonym of who the podcast host was, which was Hugh Sifu. And we'll dive into a bit on why I created that name, which is, you know, the reason in which I wanted to kind of promote something with this podcast, which is what we were just highlighting, that enlightenment, that education, and then I guess a bit more about the why behind it. So first off, Hugh originates from a Germanic background, which is, you know, part of my heritage, and it traditionally means like heart, mind, and spirit. So of the heart, mind, and spirit. That hit at home for me because before I started my travels, I was really wanting to work on my heart, my mind, my spirit, because I figured out that once I started to work on that aspect of me, not only did I benefit personally, but those around me really benefited from me having a better handle on my heart, my mind, and my spirit. And then Sifu was just Cantonese for a skilled person, teacher, or master. So the pseudonym is attempting to communicate, you know, a teacher of the heart, mind, and spirit. So hopefully, if you were curious enough, which again, this podcast was supposed to spark some curiosity for my listeners. If you figured out and Googled it, maybe you figured it out. If you did before this, reach out to me. Might even have you on because it'd be great to know if that actually resonated with someone. And then beyond that, I guess I kind of created that pseudonym because I don't personally enjoy social media. Again, this is a personal thing. I'm the kind of person who has a few close friends, a few close connections, and that's all I truly need for me personally. And I don't necessarily enjoy concerning myself with the masses to an extent. Like, obviously, there are times in which maybe something bad is happening and there's benefits of social media, but it just wasn't something that I had a passion for. For example, there's this guy at one point, whether, you know, he existed or not, that's a whole different conversation, named Jesus. And he was a guy who never did anything wrong. That was the story. But he still had half of the people hating him. So I definitely do things that are wrong. I definitely mess up all the time. You know, I'm human. And so if I did everything right, apparently I'd still have half the people hating me. So it's just, again, this is all to say that I'm the kind of person who enjoys meaningful conversations, enjoys one-on-one connections. That's how I learn in my life. And that's the reason that I didn't necessarily want to create a podcast that was about Tim Martin, who is me. And I wanted to try to show that, hey, this isn't about me and my journey. This is about a random citizen traveling through other lives. This could be you. And so it was my way of hopefully getting more people to understand that I don't want to be someone who has 20,000 followers. Great, you know, that would help my business to no end. That'd be great. But it's not something that was a driving force for me. And then lastly, I enjoy my privacy. So even if that were to happen, it's something that I enjoy being one-on-one with my close friends. So that was another reason, I guess, from the pseudonym perspective of my podcast, which, you know, maybe I'll hold on to it. Hopefully I can continue to get some guests to participate in that. But yeah, in all honesty, not my name. My name is Tim Martin. So we'll see how that progresses. But that's the why of the pseudonym. So that kind of, again, brings me back to the reason for my podcast was, you know, Hugh Sifu of Heart and Mind, a teacher of that. And I also wanted to share a bit of my expertise, which is why if you ever do go through, or if you've been a listener to all of my other episodes, you'll notice that I talk about entrepreneurship a lot. I talk about innovation a lot. That's, you know, some of the guests that I have on, and that will continue through season three and moving forward because that is my passion. I absolutely love diving in to figure out how to make society more optimized, how to make things work better and waste less. Like the ultimate vision of my life is I want to give more than I take. At the end of the day, no matter what happens, whether that be on a personal level, whether that be on an emotional level, whether it be on a societal level, I would love my life to end. Well, that sounded bad, but I would love my life to end knowing that I have given more than I have taken. And so I think that a great way to do that is through entrepreneurship and through innovation. And that was my goal with this podcast, is to be able to create an international network that assists entrepreneurs along their own journeys to help shine light on innovations that might not exist in one part of the world, but exist in another. It's so easy and so plentiful out there, the innovations that you might not even know exist just because it simply hasn't gotten to your shore yet of your country. And so that's something that I was really excited to talk about and explore in my podcast was entrepreneurship. And that will continue as well, entrepreneurship and travel. And that leads to my absence, the travel aspect of that and what we've been building at Citizen Remote for the last year. So why I've all of a sudden ghosted the podcast is pretty simple, because we've been building a startup at Citizen Remote that is specifically to alleviate the concerns and issues that I've addressed above, which is how do you get somewhere abroad? What do you do when you're there? And who do you talk to? Who's your network? Who are your close friends that you can connect with? And then it also touches on the social media. I went into this huge rant about how I'm not huge personally into social media, and the product that we've been building actually has a social media aspect of it. So kind of funny there. But it's a great product that helps people connect abroad to an international audience. It's a really cool project. Go to citizenremote.com, check it out. It's really a fantastic and passion project of mine for sure. I'll have the other founders on at some point as well, Peter and David. I know David's definitely keen. We'll see when Peter gets around to it. But it's been an absolute blast. And I literally have not had more than a few seconds of personal time in this last year, which is something, again, that I'm really excited to have been doing. And I think that will come out over the course of season three and beyond is what we've built, learned, and enjoyed over this past year. And so to kind of talk about what season three will be, better conversations with great guests. It's going to be really fun. You're going to get a bit more of who I am, Tim, outside of, you know, the Hugh Sifu side of things. Maybe you'll get a bit more of my personality. Hopefully you don't hate it. And lastly, we are going to slow the pace to 2 episodes a month. So it'll actually be every other week. So maybe there's a 3 episode month if we got a funny thing here, but it should be every 2 weeks. And they're just going to be high quality, good episodes about travel, about entrepreneurship, about philosophy, about really anything that comes with travel, which is anything that comes with life. So there are no constraints on what we could be talking about. However, you know, we are in collaboration with my other startup, Citizen Remote. And so it'll be based around travel, entrepreneurship, and just international communities, collaborations, cultures. It's going to be really fun. And the guest that I have coming on, I don't even know who's going to be the first episode. I have quite a few episodes lined up. And now it's just figuring about, do we want to start with Italy? Do we want to start with Germany? Do we want to start with the US? And the businesses behind all of those as well. So it's going to be really fun. It's going to be really exciting, I hope. And otherwise, you know, you don't have to tune in. This is just for us to, again, experience, hopefully together with meaningful conversations, what I've learned on an international scale, what I've learned traveling the world and meeting people from small towns to big cities. And if you want to stick around and experience that with me, great. If you're traveling, find the app, reach out, let's have a drink, let's have a coffee, let me know. Otherwise, I hope that you get as much from this podcast as I'm getting in my life and my travels. So that being said, I appreciate you guys tuning in for what is going to be an awesome season 3, and I'll talk to you guys soon.